We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. More this morning on President Trump's planned meeting with the North Korean dictator. We've got the story.
I'm Phil Hildebrand. The death of a 7-month-old girl in Wellington has been ruled a homicide.
Wichita police investigating two BB gun attacks. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. This summer-like pattern we've been in is going to continue for us, and we'll get just a few degrees away from the record high this afternoon. How hot do we get? Our forecast is coming up.
Authorities in Wellington are investigating the death of a baby girl as a homicide.
7-month-old Jesslyn Hewlett was found unresponsive at a Wellington home on the morning of April 1st. She was transported to a Wichita hospital where she remained unresponsive. Baby Jesslyn was pronounced brain dead on April 5th and died that morning. Wellington Police Chief Tracy Heath says the autopsy report conducted on the baby girl shows she died from blunt force trauma and her death is being ruled as a homicide. KSN News spoke with Dawn Long, Jesslyn's grandmother, who says hearing the autopsy results was almost too much to take.
Somebody needs to pay for this. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I don't know how to react. It's horrible. I don't know how anybody can do this to a baby.
Wellington police have presented the case to the Sumner County Attorney's Office. No arrests or charges have been made at this time. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Wichita police are looking for someone who is firing a BB gun at people. Police officer Charlie Davidson says the first case was reported before 11 o'clock Wednesday night by a 57-year-old man north of Pawnee and Broadway in South Wichita.
An unknown suspect fired a BB gun or pellet gun towards him from a white truck that struck him in the head, causing minor injury. The male victim stated that he followed the suspect vehicle to the Walmart parking lot, where then an unknown suspect fired multiple shots from the BB or pellet gun at him again, but not striking him this time.
And then about an hour later, a woman and a man walking in downtown Wichita reported they were shot at by someone with a BB gun. In both cases, the suspect was in a white 2000 Chevy or GMC extended cab pickup truck with tinted windows.
We're learning when and where President Trump will be meeting up with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Fox's Ed Henry is in Washington.
President Trump confirming this summit will be in Singapore on June 12th. Insiders telling us a key reason for that location is that 2 weeks earlier, Singapore is hosting a major international security conference with American and Asian officials there. So that could set the table for success, building as well on the victory the president had in the middle of the night when he personally welcomed home three Americans previously incarcerated by the North Korean dictator.
Nevada's top court may be giving the go-ahead to execute the state's first death row inmate in 12 years.
Lawyers for convicted killer Scott Raymond Dozier tried to challenge the method of execution, a three-drug cocktail made up of the painkiller fentanyl, a sedative, and another drug that paralyzes the muscles. A public defender says it could lead to cruel and unusual punishment. But the justices on the high court sidestepped the drug issue, instead saying a lower court that halted the execution and the lawyers for the convict used the wrong procedural process. The case sent back to the lower court. The killer Dozier's been saying he just wants to be put to death as soon as possible. Jill Nadeau, Fox News.
The Kansas Highway Patrol has identified two German citizens killed this week when they were hit by a vehicle while riding bicycles in southeast Kansas. The patrol says a minivan driven by a 23-year-old woman from Shawnee, Kansas, struck the cyclists from behind while they were traveling west on Route 66 near Galena, Kansas. The two men who died were 74-year-old Harry Jung of Steinfurth, Germany, and 71-year-old Heinz-Gerd Buchel of Bad Nauheim. The men both died at the scene.
Wichita City Manager Robert Layton tells KNSS News revenue streams for the city are changing, bringing less money to City Hall.
As we continue to see sales move to the internet and away from brick and mortar stores, we're losing revenue from our portion of the sales tax. And that's about that's costing us about $2 million a year. We've also received revenue from franchise fees on cable television and also on landlines, telephone hard lines. And as you know, both of those are moving in different directions.
But Layton says he will not ask for an increase in the property tax rate. Bob Layton is our guest this weekend on Issues 2018, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 7:06, 6 minutes past 7 o'clock.
It's a home weekend, last home weekend for Shocker Baseball at X Stadium. A big matchup against South Florida. We'll have a preview coming up in sports.
Police parade in Wichita tomorrow. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Friday morning. A Wichita man who claimed he found a starving dog has been sentenced to a year's probation after admitting the dog was his. Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office says 28-year-old Vincent Curry Jr. was sentenced for misdemeanor cruelty to animals and interference with law enforcement. Curry called police in October 2017 to report finding a dog near his home that was so thin its bones were visible.
The fourth annual Support Local Law Enforcement Appreciation Parade takes place tomorrow morning in downtown Wichita. Officer Steve Jarrell and Sergeant Bart Brunsheen say it was originally scheduled for last month, but it was postponed because of cold weather.
Our big, you know, come out and see us. Come out and...
Weather's supposed to be phenomenal.
Supposed to be an exact opposite of April 7th.
No sleet, no snow.
Wear sunscreen.
Yeah, way above freezing temperatures. So come on out and join us. The mounted units there, static displays with the SWAT team, the bomb truck.
The parade, featuring more than 90 entries, starts at 10:30 tomorrow morning at Central and Main, heading towards First Street. And that's followed by a community block party in the Epic Center parking lot and a car show in the city building parking lot.
What kind of music do sharks like? And why does it matter?
The study at Sydney's Macquarie University finds that sharks love this kind of music, but they don't like this. The sharks would swim over to where jazz was being played to receive food, but not to where the classical music was being played. Researchers say they conducted the study to discover how sharks learn because they tend to gravitate to the sound of a boat engine because food is often tossed from boats to attract sharks to cage diving adventures. Gary Baumgartner, Fox News.
And the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast now with, well, yeah, let's do traffic first. 7-Eleven now with Steve and Ted. Sorry, I got mesmerized by that shark story, Chad.
Whoa. You got all distracted.
Apparently so.
Really? Go ahead, Chad.
Well, right now, things are looking fairly good out in traffic. The gasoline prices in Wichita averaging around $2.63 a gallon. I've spotted better. I saw 261 55th Street South and Broadway. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. Good morning, Laura.
I was going to say maybe we should switch duties and I'll do traffic and then he can do weather. But then I was like, I know nothing about traffic.
And he knows nothing about, weather, so people would be really confused then.
Yeah, exactly. It's okay. Hey, it's Friday, so anything goes, right?
Yeah.
Hey, the wind is awful this morning, and that's really not going to lighten up all that much. Temperatures are on the warmer side. We're in the upper 60s at 69. We're working with mostly cloudy skies, but we'll see some more sunshine as the day progresses. As I mentioned before, the wind is going to be the real kicker. Out of the south, 15 to 30, we could easily see gusts topping to 35, 40 miles per hour. It's just going to be one of those days. On top of the wind, this is a steamy breeze, and this is going to boost our temperatures into the 90s. I'm calling for a high of 93 degrees. This is actually about 20 degrees above the norm for this time of year. The wind sticks around all the way through the weekend. Tomorrow, staying hot with highs in the 90s. Storm chances are certainly on the climb as we head through Mother's Day. It wouldn't be a holiday weekend without some type of storm chance. But for the most part, I think through Sunday, we should stay dry. It's not until the evening and nighttime hours when we see some storms returning to parts of Kansas, including the Wichita Metro. But otherwise, it's just the unseasonably mild temperatures that we're talking about in the short term and a whole lot of wind.
All right, yeah. I noticed that this morning coming into work, that wind is already
kicking up out of the south out there.
Oh, it's just annoying. I think it's the worst. But what a nice cool place in a corner somewhere just to kind of beat away from the wind.
Good idea. And we don't talk to you again. Yeah, happy Mother's Day to you coming up.
Happy Mother's Day to you as well. Oh, your family.
Thank you, Laura. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. Now 7:13 with Steve and Ted in the morning. And National Guard troops from several states have made their way to the U.S.-Mexico border. And we want to check in and see what they're doing there and how they're doing down there with Fox News Radio's Evan Brown. Good morning, Evan. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning.
So these, as I understand it, these National Guard units are down there not exactly patrolling with all their 50 caliber machine guns and things like that. What kind of work are they actually doing?
Right. So we can't have our National Guard troops patrolling the actual border and doing law enforcement work. That's actually against the law, believe it or not. So what we are having the National Guard do is a lot of the administrative and operational tasks inside offices and depots and whatnot that Border Patrol agents often have to do. But by putting the National Guard there, in certain areas anyway, along the southwest border, it frees up Customs and Border Patrol agents to actually go out and work along the border fence. Since this deployment began in the mid to late April timeframe, they have arrested, I think, well over 1,000 more people who've penetrated the border, convinced another 500 or so to fall back and don't try to come through the border illegally, and have also interdicted, I think, well over 1,000 pounds of marijuana intended to be distributed illicitly on our city streets. So. So I think the supporters of this move have been sort of vindicated here that by putting the National Guard into an operational administrative role within Customs and Border Patrol, it's allowed actual agents to do more of what they do to try to protect the southwest border of the U.S.
Yeah, but do you know how many states have actually sent guard units down to the border?
I don't have a current tally, but a lot of the border states themselves have made significant contributions here. I mean, Texas has just put, I think they wanted to put 1,000 troops down at the border just from their own Texas Guard. I know Florida pledged troops, I believe, and even states as far away as from the Northeast were pledging troops for this effort. So a fair amount of military troops working the border and helping out in that, administrative logistical way.
But it's not a permanent solution, I take it, then. So at some point, they're going to have to...
No, I don't think it's not really intended to be a permanent solution. It's been intended to assist Customs and Border Patrol at a time when they're being essentially overrun by an increase of activity at the border. So this gives them more manpower.
All right. Hey, listen, thanks. You appreciate your coverage this morning. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown talking about the National Guard making an impact at the U.S.-Mexico border. It's 7:16 now. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. And we were talking about the weather a moment ago, and it was another warm day across south-central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature was 91 degrees. Didn't feel that warm to me, I guess, because we had some wind. Normal high for the day, 75. And the record for yesterday would have been 100 degrees. That record set back in 1967. So the record's been around quite a while. 7:17, Stephen.
I was in the womb.
I was in class over at West High School, probably, as a junior. At that time, 1967.
Getting ready for the end of the school year. 100 degrees? Yikes.
Like, say, happy birthday.
Of course, you didn't have any air conditioning in that classroom in West, did you? That day it hit 100 degrees.
Might have had a box fan or something like that.
Probably about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
It stayed fairly cool in there in the shade, but it was, grandson Reese, my grandson Reese McIntosh of Derby, Kansas, having a birthday today. And in his young life, he's lived in several different places because he is what they call a military.
You've been a world traveler. Yeah, heck yes.
And even overseas, spent a couple of years in Germany. So he's having a birthday today, and we celebrate that. Happy birthday to Reese Henry McIntosh.
Getting ready to graduate.
Yeah.
What's his future hold?
He may go, looks like he might go military like dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
He has an interest there. It's 7:18 now, Steve and Ted. It's sports time with Ted Woodward. And Shocker baseball this weekend. Got a big weekend coming up, right, Ted?
Yeah, last home weekend for Shocker baseball. Hard to believe we've hit that time of the year.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Shockers will play South Florida, making their first ever visit into Wichita. And you've got games at 6 o'clock tonight, 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, then 10:30 on Sunday morning on Mother's Day. Make sure you're listening to tonight's game right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Mike Kennedy will have the call. And tomorrow is Senior Day. The Shockers will be honoring all the seniors before tomorrow afternoon's game on Saturday. Here's Shocker head coach Todd Butler previewing this matchup this weekend.
I just care about our team. It's been there all year for them. Now, our team is good enough. I believe that before the season started. I believe that when we recruited these guys. Now, are they going to go take it over?
Shocks in South Florida this weekend, and you got a really interesting dynamic to tonight's game. You've got three players in this game tonight who are projected to be first-round Major League draft picks, including two in the top 10. Of course, you've got Wichita State's Alec Bohm, a projected top 10 pick. Wichita State's Grayson Genesta, projected first-round pick. Starting pitcher tonight for South Florida, Shane McClanahan, a guy that's considered to be the best left-handed college pitcher in the nation. Can throw 100 miles an hour. A lefty that throws 100.
Yeah. That's smoking.
Projected to go number 4 overall in the Major League Baseball draft.
We'll
see how that all... Yeah, so could be very interesting tonight out at X Stadium. See how all those players match up against each other. College women's tennis. The Wichita State women's tennis team is playing in a regional today in Oxford, Mississippi in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Number 35, Wichita State, taking on number 27, Syracuse. That is at noon, as the Shockers are in the NCAA tournament for the 10th year in a row. By the way, KU and K-State are also in the NCAA tournament in women's tennis.
Hey.
All three of our Division I schools
have
women's tennis in the NCAA tournament today.
Kansas is a tennis hotspot.
Maybe you don't think about that very often,
but
maybe you should.
There you go.
We're all right there. Congratulations to all those. Good luck to all those teams today. Baseball action, pro baseball, and more exhibition games for the Wichita Wingnuts getting ready for their season opener. Exhibition games tonight at 7 o'clock and at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, hosting the Gary South Shore Railcats. Tonight's game is being played at Mays High School. Indoor football, the Wichita Force plays its last road game of the regular season tomorrow night, visiting the Quad City Steamwheelers. Wichita trying to get a win off back-to-back losses. Quad City has won 4 of its last 5. We'll have that game for you. Sean Boston will have the call at 7 o'clock tomorrow night for the Force on the Road. That's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The JUCO baseball, we have the district playoffs going on all weekend long at Lawrence Dumont Stadium in a double elimination tournament. That all starts today. The feature team is Cowley College. The Cowley baseball team ranked number 8 in the nation. We'll see if they can emerge from that tournament and make it to the Nationals. NASCAR racing makes its annual regular season stop at the Kansas Speedway this weekend. There will be a truck race at 7:30 tonight. And then tomorrow night, under the lights at 7 o'clock up at the Kansas Speedway, it's the Monster Energy Cup Series, the KC Masterpiece 400. NASCAR racing tomorrow night under the lights at the Kansas Speedway. And in Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals lose 11-6 at Baltimore last night against the bottom team in the big leagues. They lost 2 out of 3 at Baltimore. Royals will spend the weekend in Cleveland, taking on the first-place Cleveland Indians. Although Cleveland does not have a winning record, they're only .500. That's good enough for first place in that division. 6 o'clock tonight, 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, noon on Sunday. All those Royals games on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. That's Sports with Steve and Ted.
And it's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Ooh, yeah. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
722 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Democrats try to discredit the CIA nominee. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.